What up, fam? On this episode of the Snapback Sports Pod, the NFL playoffs are set, and the Ravens will not be participating. We talk about it all. We will preview the playoffs on Thursday, but we talk a lot about the others happening in the NFL. Also, Klay Thompson makes his return, and we check in on our bet, which is now complete with Eagleson.
And new app.
The Baltimore Ravens select Lamar Jackson.
I'm a Raven. His own. All year. Every year.
Jackson takes it himself.
Oh! He broke his ankles! A play! Oh! Blocked by James!
Auburn's gonna win the football game! Auburn's gonna win the football game!
For the Philadelphia Eagles, the long drought is over.
Bryant with the jumper.
What up, fam? I'm your host, Jack Settleman. Joining me today, as always, my co-host and longtime best friend, Abe Granoff. Abe, what is on your mind today?
Let me talk to you a little something about the word pride, Jack. I'm going to talk about this throughout the episode in Stock Up, Stock Down, but right now, I have no pride. None. And what do I mean by that? I'm talking directly to some of my closest friends on planet Earth right now. And yours as well. And that is the people that work at TickPick. Jack, let's compile a list of the things that I would have to do for TickPick to send me to Tampa Bay next weekend for the Eagles-Bucks game. The first thing that came to mind, because you'll learn this tomorrow when you get back from Florida. Up north right now, Jack, it's out of pocket cold here. It is brick. So I'm like, yeah, I would sleep outside for a night in the city of Philadelphia in the streets to be sent to Tampa Bay when it's going to be 20 degrees on Tuesday. I would do that.
I'm trying to think. You wouldn't.
If they put two tickets in front of my face and all I had to do was
with
book the
plane
flight,
ticket or just to the game?
Just to the game.
Oh, my God.
That's what I'm saying. What else do you think there
Where
is for
do you
me
want
to
sit? I'll buy you the ticket myself. I don't understand.
It's like $175, I think, to get in right now.
For $350, you'd sleep outside in 20 degrees? That has nothing to do with pride. We need to talk on a deeper level. Did you lose everything you bet on over the past 8 years? Don't answer that question.
There's no need to go into my financials or lack thereof. But what else do you think? Like, what's the first thing that comes to your mind when you think, what would Abe do for a ticket? Because I'd do it.
I know the people at TickPick. I know for a fun bit of publicity, they would send you to the game. So why don't you rack your brain? I can present it in front of the great
people.
Well,
okay, but you read a lot, right? And yeah. I remember one time we were negotiating something and you say you're never the first one to throw the price out.
That's true.
So maybe we cut out the audio where I just said I'll sleep outside and just go to TickPick casually and say, hey, we think this would be a great piece of content. Abe is willing to do something for you guys, whether it's for content, whether it's promotion, whether it's just something funny to get the people talking. Maybe we don't throw the sleeping outside thing on the table right away.
What is something that doesn't include sleeping outside? Like something maybe so we can lowball them to start.
Like, if by Saturday or Sunday I can raise $1,000 for a charity, whichever way, and then if I do that, I have to do something else. Will I go to IHOP on Tuesday night and spend 24 hours in IHOP and bring my work computer and computer monitor and just munch on pancakes and Zoom meetings all day? I don't know.
If you would do, first of all, can we get IHOP out of your brain? Waffle House. I want you to
Waffle
House.
I don't have a waffle. So you want me to drive south this week? How bad do you want it?
Like, what are we talking, 50 minutes in the car or 8 hours in the brick cold? I'm just saying, why don't we let the fam come up with some ideas too? Let's Eagleson, post an Instagram story right now at SnapbackPod on IG, tag TickPick, and say, for two tickets to, we assume, Sunday's game against the Buccaneers, what does Abe have to do? Best recommendations, best ideas, win.
And maybe, like, I'll do a little extra for flight and hotel. I don't know. I'll pay for my own beer and glizzies at the game.
Okay. They don't have great food options at Raymond James. On a serious note, as a friend, I know that you're hyped that the Eagles in the playoffs is very exciting.
Playing Brady. Playing historically, as of recently, I've owned in the playoffs.
Playing Tom Brady. I get that it is cold. So there's... I've been in Florida. I'm a little spoiled to the weather right now. I'll admit that.
You will be bitching the second you land tomorrow, yeah, Jack.
I will.
It is, no pun intended, a cold world out here.
But there's really, like, to go to Tampa Bay to a game where you're touchdown underdogs.
That's
just
irrelevant.
Just the odds say you won't win.
The spread has nothing to...
But the odds are that you will lose the game.
What do the odds say about Leicester City?
I'm just saying the odds are that.
What did the odds say about the Pittsburgh Steelers today?
They had a better chance of winning the game than Philly does. I'm just saying the odds are that you'll lose. So let's say you fly down to Tampa. You spend a week.
I also just need a little color.
Yeah,
like,
that's
I'm
fine.
Pale as
if
shit.
If that's the logic and reasoning, that's fine. By the way, we're currently watching 17-14. LV second half, and
what cowards.
I wagered on the tie live, so if you want to get in, I'm just saying it, because if it goes to overtime,
I gotta save my money, Jack. Okay. I'm going to Tampa. Right.
Let's move into stock up, stock down. We'll think about it. Eagleson, post that story, tag Abe and I too in the story. We'll crowdsource some ideas and we'll get you to Tampa Bay. Do you know who your other person you'd go with? Are you going with your roommate?
I have some prospects. Okay. I have some prospects.
All right.
Honestly, probably you.
Okay. I don't want to go to Tampa. I was praying that you guys didn't play Tampa so we could go to Dallas.
Because you know we're going to win.
Stock up, stock down. Stock up number one. Sing it me, Abe. Sing it.
Jackson Derulo. I don't even know where you're going with this.
I'm stock upping myself. Here's why, people.
Why Jackson Derulo?
That's just my nickname. Number one reason, the Browns announced Baker Mayfield as a starting quarterback for 2022. So a round of applause all around. We're not going to get the
extension. Happy for him. We're happy for him.
We're not going to get the extension, unfortunately, but we do get at least one more year of Baker Mayfield.
But you know what we do get, Jack? We do get Baker, who's you've been following Baker for quite some time. You know that mentality that he has, the underdog mentality.
Yeah.
We have Baker with that mentality on a prove it year. I mean, when do MVP odds come out?
I will say, like, just to hedge my own take, he did play a lot of this year, like, brutally beaten up. Like, I do think the injury played into it. With that being said, he still freaking sucks. Point number two is by losing, intentionally throwing the game like the Ravens did today. The Ravens locked up, not first in the division. Not second in the division. Not third. The Ravens finished fourth in the AFC North with today's loss. But
that's wild.
You know what that locked us into, Abraham?
We don't get Eagles-Ravens anymore.
No Eagles-Ravens. We do get the Finns, but we were playing the AFCs regardless. It locked us into the New York Giants.
Daniel Jones on a prove it year.
The Denver Broncos.
You always talk about how the Giants are a good football team.
And the Jacksonville Jaguars. So
year two, Trevor.
Ravens gonna come back next year and be good. So it would have been nice to sweat it out. And honestly, stock up number three for this one part stock up of Jackson Derulo. You realize that with the current results, if the Ravens had won, the Raiders
You got all the help you needed.
No. The help we didn't get was Miami would have knocked us out of the playoffs by beating New England.
I thought you needed them to win.
No, we needed New England to win. And if I had to get on this podcast and that was the difference between us going to the playoffs, would not be happy. So it was still a good day. I'm just happy this season is over because, Abe, as we always say, only one team wins it all out of 32. So might as well position yourself best for next year, if it's not your year, and it just wasn't the Ravens' year.
Okay, my first stock up. We're gonna keep it up north. I'm gonna give some props to the state of New York this week. The state of New York, who has legalized sports gambling, finally. Congratulations! You can all lose all of your money legally. Bookies are out of business, and might I add, only for a cheap tax rate of 51%. The New York State, obviously, gambling is self-reporting, and I would always
If you don't win, you can't
report. Wait, it's just... not us 51%. It's the books 51%. So the books profit, they get taxed at 51%. That's the situation. Yeah.
Yeah, and by second, by transitive property, what do you think the taxes are going to be on individual winnings?
I don't think it's the same.
I think it's definitely hot. Ew, armpit hair and armpit sweat. Gross. But New York has sports betting. I think people are going crazy this week about it. Probably going to be the biggest state in America when it comes to sports gambling. Going to overtake the New York Giants and New York Jets' home state of New Jersey, mm-hmm. which is currently the biggest sports betting state in the country. But you know what? It's a lot of fun up there in New York. You can bet on the Knicks. You can bet against the Knicks. And you can do it legally.
Did you actually see there's a class action lawsuit right now against the Giants and the Jets?
Yes. And I'm with it. Why don't you explain?
So there's a class action lawsuit, meaning someone is filing a lawsuit against the Giants and Jets on behalf of the people of the city of New York, stating that the Giants and Jets are falsely or misconstruing the fact that they actually are located in the state of New Jersey, using their name to prop them up, their name being New York. It's quite the lawsuit. I'm a member of New York currently, so I'm down if they want to throw me a few bones. They threw their season ticket holders like a free medium Diet Coke. The Giants did.
Mean, they didn't give them a small. I mean, you got to watch the Giants for all these years, which I'm sure we're going to talk about the Giants in a little bit, and I'm very excited too.
Yeah.
Stock up New York.
Stock up number two is posting. Posting. Congrats to Abe. He was officially posted on his girlfriend's Instagram today. It was a huge day for both parties, except
for
the fact that he was side posted. So if you guys are new to this social media game, you know, there's Instagram posts, there's stories, there's reels, there's IGTVs, and there's carousels. It's a functionality. You want to post multiple pictures. So Abe texted me. He said to me, you know, I was posted. You know, you should go.
I did not. That's not how that conversation went down. You're lying to your listener.
You mentioned to me that you're posted. So I went and I checked it out. And he wasn't the first slide, but 2, 3, 5, 7, not, you know, it's like the Eagles playoff history. It's been consistent, but just not that recent.
We have a I blocked you out for the last half of that. We have this wild card schedule. Jack, we could be in Tampa for a 1 o'clock Sunday game and fly back Sunday night.
Oh, you're 1 o'clock?
We've got Bengals versus either New England and Las Vegas. If it's Las Vegas, this will most certainly be the Nickelodeon game.
Yep.
At 4:30 on Saturday.
The Nick game already is picked.
Oh, it's the okay. Yeah. So wait. I don't know. We got Bengals versus either Vegas or New England Saturday at 4:30. The Saturday primetime game is the Bills versus either the Chargers or the Patriots. Sunday at 1, Eagles Bucks. Sunday at 4:30, Cowboys Niners. Why the fuck are the Chiefs and the Steelers Sunday night primetime? That is an awful game.
Mahomes, Ben's last game, you know.
And then we have the Monday night get fucked in round 2 game, Rams versus the Cardinals.
They played a crazy Monday night game before.
Listen, Jack, we fly in Friday night. We have a relaxing Friday night in the beautiful Tampa Bay, Florida. Maybe we hit the links Saturday morning in Tampa. Maybe we get a few beers, some lunch, watch the games, enjoy our Saturday, and then we're up and at it early. You and your Tom Brady white jersey that you love to post on your stupid little Snap story every now and then, your little BOGO jersey.
I forgot about where is my Brady jersey? I actually lost it.
You posted it the other day, I thought.
I lost it.
Oh, you don't post new videos? You just take old videos?
No. I didn't post jerseys. Right? Beanies. We're on to beanies because it's brick out.
Speaking of which, bone to pick with you, sir.
What?
I'm seeing a lot of different Snapback employees getting a little care package. Did they just stop my mail?
They must have. I don't know if yours has delivered. I assume it has.
It literally hasn't delivered.
You either sent it to your mom or it's at your apartment.
Whatever. Eagles, Bucks, Sunday at 1, Jack. This is doable. Let's make it happen, and I'll see you there. We're still on stock up. Ooh, yeah. My second stock up goes by the name of Joel Embiid. Jack, you watched him the other night because I believe you bet on him, correct?
I didn't bet on him. It's a game of skill we play at Underdog Fantasy. But yes, I did have some action on his over.
And what were your thoughts?
He's a pretty good player, not going to lie.
In his over Joel Embiid's last six games, 33.7 points. Oh, no, this is should be updated because he's been going off even then. But 33.7, 10, a block and a half, a steal and a half, 54, 48, 85 splits. Jack, I tweeted this out the other night, and it made a lot of Sixers fans angry, like people in my DMs. It's just the truth, and people are refusing to accept it. But Embiid's better than Iverson ever was. It's just a blatant fact, and that's true. I'm confused.
You're dead ass.
Dead ass.
You're talking about Allen Iverson, the guy who took a Sixers
the worst team in NBA Finals.
Two of the finals.
Joel Embiid is a better.
You know Joel is a better. You know he's never.
I am not talking about what they've done. I'm talking about basketball. He's better at basketball. He is, and I had this realization, and I think I don't know how you can deny this. When you're talking about the top players in the NBA. People get, there's a lot of argument in the top 10, but I think I've decided, oh, and I also want to bring this up, that in the top four, in no particular order, you have Steph, KD, Giannis, and LeBron. Those are the top four. 5 through 10, I think you can pick any order you want and have an argument for it. Okay. I think that's the only basis that the top four is confirmed. And let's rewind a week or two when we had an argument about KD and Giannis. You said KD, Giannis was the best. I said KD was the best. You know who was on my side about the argument? Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Of course he's going to say that. Come on. And Tom Brady actually thinks the Eagles are a good football team. That's why he said that publicly.
No, he didn't say that. He thinks they're tough. They're his toughest opponent of the year.
Right.
An honorable thing to say.
You've never heard of buttering someone up?
Giannis calculated Kapunto. That's his nickname now.
Why?
I don't know. Is Giannis just agreed with me and that KD is the best player in the world, has been and is. But I think that's the truth, is that there's a clear top four in the NBA. I mean, you have LeBron.
Oh my God, the Chargers are sick in the head. They just went for 4th-and-1 for their own 15 and got stopped. We're that's not so an aggressive analytical play call. That's downright stupidity.
It doesn't matter for them, and this sounds personal for
what
you.
What does it matter for them?
The Raiders are in no matter what, right?
No, it's winning they're in.
I thought they're in no matter what. Anyway, but what do you think about that? I think there's a top four in the NBA, and the rest is totally up for debate, and you can't really argue that there's anybody else that should be in that top four.
Okay, I'm cool with that.
You agree?
Yeah.
No, you're a bitch. This is a podcast, dude.
Stock down number
one. I'm sitting down and having dinner.
Stock down number one. The New York football Giants. Did Derek Carr get hurt? What is going on?
Focus.
The New York football Giants
You're watching the Chargers Raiders and your team is hitting the links tomorrow and you give a shit about this game.
The Giants are an actual joke. They have officially. You said a few weeks ago they're the worst team in football. I said, not so fast. There's some other really, really awful teams.
Things got fast quick.
Yeah, things got fast. Not only are they like the worst football team, which they are. They are the biggest joke in the league, and that's why I'm on the side of a class action suit. Like, you can't put them in New York. Like, it's just, it's disgraceful, honestly.
They don't put them in New York.
They QB, I understand. You QB sneak from inside your own three to give your punter some space, play a little field position. But you're on the 4-yard line, and then you QB sneak again on 3rd-and-9? Like, how is Joe Judge not fired? How is he not fired? How is Vic Fangio not fired?
He is.
Like, I know.
Well, Vic Fangio got fired today.
How is, what's his name not fired?
Nagy.
Yeah, Nagy. Like, do we see something that others don't? Or does someone else, like, when these dumpster fire organizations see how bad a coach is, like, you know what? Props to the Jags for getting rid of Meyer. Because they could have easily rolled into the next year with him, although it was a pretty wacky situation. Like, props to them. Now they're going to keep their GM, and they're still a big joke. But, like, overall, at least they finally pulled the plug. These other teams, like, Matt Nagy shouldn't have been the coach for the past, like, 2 seasons.
The Eagles spread opened at 7 about an hour ago, and it's already up to 8.5.
Hate to see that.
No, the Giants are hysterical. That running the QB sneak on 2nd and 3rd down. I mean, there's nothing better than putting your guys in a good position to have a better punt, right? And you know what? Give Joe Judge a little bit credit. You ever hear of something called they'll never see it coming? They never saw it coming, except you literally lined up in a textbook QB sneak formation in the second fucking quarter. Lined up in a QB
meal formation. Like, what the... They're crazy. That's my first thought.
Yeah, it's a beautiful thing having the getting to play the Giants twice a year, even though they somehow just keep beating us every year once. I don't really get it. My first stock down, Carson Wentz, you fucking bum. You know what? Hang Carson Wentz's jersey in the rafters at Lincoln Financial Field. The guy helped win a Super Bowl, whether or not in the playoffs, whatever. He still got us the one seed, which gave us 2 home playoff games. We then traded him for a 1st and 3rd round pick. He cashed the 1st round pick for us. And then in the following week, managed to not only fuck up his team's chances of making the playoffs, but also make us get a better pick. Carson Wentz is such a fucking loser. And there's no other way around it. I genuinely think that Carson Wentz's 2017 season with the Eagles, where he was the MVP up until when he got hurt, is 10 times more of a lightning in the bottle athletic feat than Linsanity was. I genuinely feel that way. This guy is now in his 6th season in the NFL, to which he has never once finished a playoff game. He is god-awful. He makes the worst decisions. And now the Colts are at a spot where you should move on from Carson Wentz. Oh, but the O-line, but the this and that. You know what? People said it was the O-line when he was with the Eagles. People said it was Doug Peterson when he was with the Eagles. Look at the common denominator. The guy is ugly. He's stupid. He says dumb shit. And he sucks at football. And if you want that guy representing your organization, figure it out. I don't think there's a singular Colts fan out there who still wants Carson as their guy after what happened today.
I just can't believe that someone traded a 1st round pick for him.
And a 3rd.
Like, why? Like, I would give up a 1st for Jimmy G. I don't think he's a superstar. I don't think he's a franchise QB.
You know what, Jack? That's where you're wrong. You wouldn't give up a 1st round pick for Jimmy G. But you, as knowing how the NFL works and knowing how stupid people can be, you can rationalize that way more than you can with Carson Wentz.
Right. Like,
you would never actually pull the trigger on that deal and trade like, a 1st for Jimmy G.
If it was the 31st pick in the draft, maybe.
If you have the 31st pick in the draft, why are you trading for a guy like Jimmy G?
Because, I don't know.
He's going to get you over the hump?
Yeah, I don't know. I really don't know. That's the thing is, like, him, Kirk, like, these guys, what's the point in getting – when the Colts got Rivers, like, what's the purpose of doing this? You either are all in or you're all out. What does bringing back Baker Mayfield do for you? Like,
There's a certain group of quarterbacks in the league, and it used to be like a Matt Ryan type of guy, but Matt Ryan's not there anymore. It's like Matt Ryan, Kirk Cousins, Jimmy G. It was Philip Rivers. I'm trying to think of some other guys where they are the textbook. If everything's perfect around them, maybe you have a chance.
I can't put Matt Ryan in that category.
I said he used to be. He used to be. Not anymore.
What do you mean? No, I'm saying the old Matt Ryan, he was a... I mean, he won the MVP. He was one half away from winning the Super Bowl. That is very different.
So did Cam Newton.
That is one. Cam, yeah, but I would put Cam in that category before he got hurt. Cam was very good before he got hurt.
People voted him as the best player in the NFL.
Yeah. Did the same with Lamar.
But there's a certain type of guy, like Tua.
Yeah.
Like, if everything's perfect around him.
Wilson. Josh Allen.
I was wrong about Wilson today.
Yeah.
That hurts.
Unfortunate. Stock down number 2, playing to get into the playoffs. Listen.
Couldn't be me.
In week 18? If you are a fan of the NFL and you like the reality TV of it, you like the drama, you like the Twitter takes, you like this podcast, then every single person who's listening should have been rooting for the Raiders and Chargers to intentionally tie the football game tonight. I even said, no one's going to believe me, but I even said midway through the 3rd quarter, as the Jags took a 3-touchdown lead over your boy Carson Wentz, the Ravens were in a dogfight with the Steelers. And I literally said, I know it will knock us out of the playoffs, but I still would want to see the Chargers and Raiders tie tonight because it would be the most historic game in NFL history.
There would be documentaries about it, like the conversations that went on behind closed doors. If you're at that game tonight, I know you're not listening to this. Well, you are because it'll come out tomorrow. If you're at Allegiant Stadium tonight and that first play of the game happened where Josh Jacobs ran the ball and you didn't boo, you're not American.
Yeah.
I don't care if you want your team to make the playoffs. Your team wouldn't make the playoffs. Just throw a knee on it. I'm sure someone's going to get hurt tonight in that game. That's just statistics.
It's funny you say that. Herbert just limped off the field and Carr limped off the series before. So
like at what point do they just look across to each other and go,
yeah.
Nah.
Now they're in a weird spot because they are it's 20-14. So you would need a missed extra point. You would need two more field goals. What if, could you imagine a scenario? Because I believe the Chargers have the leg up. 20-20 in overtime. Chargers have a kick for the win, like a 30-yarder, and the kicker intentionally shanks it. Because it doesn't change who anyone plays. It doesn't change, you know, their seeding. It doesn't really change anything. Could you imagine, like, that he would be the most legendary kicker ever? People would love him.
I don't, like, why does everyone take these sports shit so seriously? It's an oblong ball. Let's just have some damn fun. Yeah. It's simple as that. My second stock down, and this is coming full circle, is pride. I'm going to swallow some pride, and that's why it's down, because it's deep in the belly of my stomach. And I talked to Tick Pick earlier, and I want to talk to a new group of people who, over the past few years, we've had an uneasy relationship. I know that I was at fault for it, and that's why I want to, as a man, swallow my pride, come out, apologize, offer a, what's that called? Something branch? Olive branch. To all of the San Francisco 49er fans out there. You know what, guys? I'm right there by your side this week. We're going to Dallas, and we're going to win that fucking football game. Jimmy G is the guy to get it done. Kyle Shanahan, even though you're a little girl for not going for two at the end of that Rams game today, I know it worked out for you, but I don't like that call. I have said a lot of bad things about the 49ers over the years. I have said a lot of bad things about their fans. And I, as a man, am apologizing for that and want to stand by side and go to war with you at AT&T Stadium this week because the Niners are going to beat the Dallas Cowboys. Here's a little bit of financial advice, and I'm not necessarily a financial advisor, but hear me out. You should wager a lot of money on the San Francisco 49ers to win the football game next week. They might not win, right? Dallas is favored by 3. But if they don't win, that means the following week, you take X, what you bet on that week, and you do X times 2 against Dallas. There is a 0.000000 chance that the Dallas Cowboys come out of the NFC. Zero. But what? But Jack, they put up 50 points against the Eagles last night. They must be really good. Yeah, against our practice squad players.
I don't think you've actually said that 4 times tonight. No one is saying that.
You're not on the right Twitter that I am.
No one is.
You saw how cocky they were on the sidelines, like, because JJ Arcega-Whiteside's in the game and they're deflecting passes. Sick. The Cowboys are a low-life organization and have been for the past 30 years, and this is what they do. I know this sounds like Stephen A. Smith, but he's genuinely right. He's not right about a lot, but he's genuinely right. What can go wrong for the Cowboys will go wrong. And I am glad they're playing the Niners because I actually trust Kyle Shanahan as a coach more than I do Cliff Kingsbury. And I think that could have got a little dicey in a Cardinals-Cowboys game. I think the Cowboys could have won that game. McCarthy will lose this game for the Dallas Cowboys. It won't be Dak. It won't be the defense. It'll be Mike McCarthy. I saw it firsthand this year, watching him coach this team, watching him against the Eagles, even though he beat us twice. Mike McCarthy is a bad football coach.
Everyone knows that.
And the moment will be way too big for him at home in the playoffs. And I also kind of like how the Niners match up against Dallas, to be honest.
Niners are, they're a wild card. Like, I would say, out of all the wild card teams in the
I think if you're a Cowboys fan, that's the least team you least wanted to play. Unless it's the Eagles.
All the wild card teams.
You know how hard it is to beat a team 3 times.
Out of all the wild card teams in the playoffs, I would rank Niners 1. I would say Cardinals, depending if the Chargers get in, but Cardinals 2, Chargers 3. Those are the only three teams I'm trying to calculate. I think that even have a chance to win their first round game. The Patriots, I guess, could potentially
run that back.
You're not beating the Bucs. I'm sorry.
So 0.0 it.
I actually have a 0.0 before we take a break.
You're a coward.
0.0% chance that the Steelers beat the Chiefs. The Steelers.
Team of Destiny. The Team of Destiny.
Yeah, I did see someone tweeting Team of Destiny. Dude, they suck. I mean, holy shit, they're terrible.
I actually think I was having this argument in my head today. Like, who would I rather have for one football game this year, Ben Roethlisberger or Carson Wentz? And I literally just ended up taking a pistol to my head.
I think it's Wentz.
Ben, on the game-winning drive
was pretty impressive.
He had two good throws. Yeah. He also had two 10-yard outs that he threw 3 yards in front at the receiver's feet.
It was amazing.
The third down conversion was an absolute dime that came out of nowhere, and he fit it right in the window. But Jack, before that, he was throwing it 3 yards in front of the defenders, trying to skip the ball to the receiver.
Yeah, the 4th and 8 conversion to McLeod, he almost bounced. McLeod had to like pick it up at his ankles. Let's see what Derek Carr does here. Derek Carr down the sideline. All right, we're going to take a quick break. After the break, our boy Klay Thompson is back. Is Aaron Rodgers a bad person? And Abe's thoughts on these records being broken with an extra game. I want to hear from him on that. And then we'll check in with Eagleson because we have some bets to settle. We'll be right back.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
All right, fam, we are back. And so is Klay Thompson. The irony to this all. It has been, Abe, 941 days since we first recorded a podcast together. How about that? That was when we started the Snapback Sports Pod.
Not the day he got hurt,
but we did a practice. So it's probably been like 950-ish days. We did a test pilot. We started this podcast. Think about how insane that is. We started this podcast. You guys have listened to hundreds of thousands of hours of
probably approaching the 300th episode.
Yeah. And Klay Thompson just played his last game or his next game since we started. That's kind of nuts.
The nuts part about that is that we've done this podcast for that long.
That's what I'm saying.
We've dealt with each other for that long when you put it into retrospect. But Klay being back is pretty cool. I've never seen some type of return get as hyped up as this, and I want to talk about Draymond Green. We all know how I feel about Draymond Green as a person, as a basketball player. You know what I never thought about Draymond Green? That he was a weirdo.
No, he's a weirdo. He's a weirdo.
He is a weirdo. So Draymond Green tonight had some
left female calf soreness,
female genitalia soreness in warmups during the pregame warmups of the Cavs Warriors game, and decided that he couldn't play tonight. But you know what he could do, Jack, is suit up for the jump ball. What? Dude. Well, he had an injury in sports. Then he had another one. That happens all the time. Like, how many? You know what I never saw? I never saw any Eagles players just playing the opening kickoff for Carson when he hurt his knee and then his back.
That's what the equivalent is.
No, no, no. I think you're downplaying how ridiculous of a return this is. It has been almost 1,000 days since he stepped on the court. This is one of the premier players in the entire league, as Marcus Mariota.
Premier role players, yeah.
Yeah, always makes an impact on the game. But this is one of the top players in the league, and he hasn't played for almost 1,000 days. Now, I did see some commentary that, yeah, Klay Thompson, great story. We're all rooting for him. Everyone loves Klay. If you don't like Klay.
Nobody doesn't like Klay. Yeah,
except one guy. Did you see that today? One guy on Twitter?
No, but I'm with that guy, whoever he is.
A whole tweet thread about Klay Thompson's mistakes, and was charting in a thread just via text, not highlights, not box score, just like Brick Thompson, Dirk Nowitzki, like every time. He traveled. So besides this guy, Klay Thompson is beloved, but he is not a war veteran. Like, he's not coming home after serving in the war.
You know, it's funny that you put into perspective how long Clay's been out by talking about how long we've been doing this podcast. Because when I think about how long Klay Thompson's been out, you know what the first thing my mind goes to? How much money I would have profited off Bitcoin if I bought it the second that he got hurt. What Darren Rovell is just the gift that keeps on giving. Like, the first thing that comes to mind anytime a player gets hurt is, I wonder what the Bitcoin price is. I wonder how it's going to change when they get back. Oh, Cam Reddish is in protocols. I wonder what Bitcoin will be in 10 days. Rovell is just the gift that keeps on giving.
He's unbelievable. If you guys missed it, he tweeted out, if you had bought 50 Bitcoins at the time.
Which, yeah, everyone had what, $200,000?
Yeah, if you bought 50 Bitcoins at the time, they'd be worth like $1.67 billion. Congrats.
Yeah, I saw retweets like, damn, the second Clay went down, I only bought 30 Bitcoin.
It is crazy to think. If instead of starting this podcast, we had just taken out a loan and bought Bitcoin, probably
50 of them.
Yeah, probably better for us. But
Hear me out. We're going to buy Bitcoin. Clay's going to get hurt again.
Ooh.
That's going to help the price.
I will say the only person who's made more money than the person who theoretically could have bought 50 Bitcoins is Carson Wentz, because that is also in our initial episode, was Carson Wentz's contract and how Abe was super, super excited for it. So, you know what?
I'm very, very grateful for that Carson contract.
So, you know, still am. We're going to get an opportunity this summer, Abe. Same situation. Lamar Jackson's going to sign a very large contract. And I think Tyler Huntley's going to get a percentage of it, because the way Tyler Huntley played over the last couple of games, I'm pretty positive Lamar said to his boy, it was just like, yeah, like, look terrible, lose a couple of games, and I'll throw you 2%. Because after seeing the Ravens go winless without their starting quarterback, I'm pretty sure they're going to make sure they
And partially with their starting quarterback. Don't throw that out there.
What do you mean? We weren't winless. We had 8 wins with the starter.
Right, but you lost every other game after that, and Lamar played in some of those games.
We lost every other game after that? Lamar lost 2 games.
Of the final 70 you lost.
Of the final 6, yeah.
Yeah, so he lost 33% of the games.
Yeah.
So it wasn't just Snoop. If Lamar wins one of those games, you guys are playing next week. If Lamar puts the throw right on Mark Andrews' numbers against Green,
we're still out.
Yeah, I guess you're right, because you didn't win today.
All right, we're gonna skip over the NFC playoff picture, because I think we're gonna go full on playoff picture on Thursday's podcast as we preview the playoffs. And I'm tired of talking about Aaron Rodgers, but I am curious, as TJ Watt tied the record today for most sacks in a season, Cooper Kupp got close to breaking the record. Tom Brady threw for 5,000 yards again.
Gronk got his incentive.
Well, those are incentives, but I'm talking just straight up records. Do you have a problem with this new extra game messing with the rule book, record book?
In certain, I said this right when the 17 game went out. Like, you have to throw away the record books. Right. It changes everything. However, I don't think you necessarily have to do that in a year like this year where there's COVID,
right,
where everyone's missing a bunch of games, this, that. But I thought about something today, and this isn't necessarily records, but incentives and people going for something in the final week of the season. What made me think about this is I'm watching the pregame of Chiefs Broncos yesterday, and Chris Jones needed one sack to get $1.25 million.
It's nice.
Are you trying to tell me that Chris Jones is not lining up against the Broncos offensive line and saying, let me pass you this one time and I'll throw you 200K? Like, how many people tried to say that to someone on the other team today? Like, if you hook it up, I'll hook you up. I think there is 100% some type of scheming going on, just like I do think that in a way, I want to check Klay Thompson's portfolio to make sure that he didn't buy Bitcoin right when he got hurt.
Yeah, the sacks ones is probably the closest to ones you could rig. Like, Gronk needed like 8 catches and 85 yards, and Lockett needed to catch a touchdown or two, and Diggs needed a bunch of catches. So a lot of incentives were hit. And shout out to TJ Watt, because he actually he tied the record with 22 and a half sacks
with in only 14 games.
Yeah, with this was his 15th game. So, like, he's definitely should not be punished for this. I actually like that Kupp didn't break Megatron's record, just because I think Megatron deserves to hold that record for now. I assume that record will be shattered just with the way the game is going. But Kupp did have a freaking absurd year. I mean, he's
nuts. He's nuts.
But yeah, I mean, if Mahomes didn't break any records this year, Tua broke record. Let's get Eagleson in here. Tua became the first ever NFL quarterback to go undefeated against quarterbacks whose name has an O in them, and defeated against quarterbacks whose name doesn't have an O in them.
I think I saw that. Yeah.
Yeah. 9-0.
That's big. That's big. That's extension worthy.
No, it's not.
So Eagles, definitely not. We're gonna talk about our wager and when my L may be occurring. But before mm-hmm. that,
your ACL?
When we hopped on, yeah. If I tear my ACL in the crate challenge, buy Bitcoin. Okay, just buy
Bitcoin. Just buy. Wait, should we be buying Bitcoin after Schefter tore his ACL grittying?
That's interesting.
People are talking.
Someone should just, since Bitcoin is like up, you know, 4 trillion % lifetime, given that it started at like 1 cent and it's now $40,000, someone should just like chart all the money that's ever been made post ACL tears and just send that to Ravel. Anyways, you were answering the question of why is Marcus Mariota in the
game? Do you have like ADD?
Oh, that could be it. Wow.
Yeah, what he does, confirmed. Buy Bitcoin. Jack has ADD.
Why did you make it seem like there's a chance Brian Flores isn't your coach next season?
I think there's a very real possibility that they just kind of flush all the staff and all the front office down. Like, I think
they
won
9 games. They missed the playoffs by 1 game.
Yeah, but if you actually, like, if you were there, you paid attention, you watched the games. It wasn't, like, that's obviously...
Oh, I did.
Oh, we did. So why'd you lie to us all season, telling us how you were good, telling us how you're a playoff team, telling us...
10 wins, best defense in the league.
Why did you lie? You came on the podcast and you
lied. It felt real at the time.
Apologize. Apologize to the listeners.
It felt real at the time. I'm not apologizing.
Apologize to the listeners.
I have nothing to apologize for.
What a season for the Finns. Why don't you give us a little recap of the Finn season, how you feel now, what a roller coaster it was. It came, it went, you almost conquered, yeah. You didn't come close to conquering.
Well, I mean, obviously started strong in Foxborough, right? That was big at the time. Felt good.
They finished strong.
You bookend the season with 2 wins over Bill Belichick.
I mean, and then so after the first win, made that bet, lost 7 in a row after that, so it didn't look great. And then won 7 in a row. And
lost 7 in a row after that.
And losses in there included the Falcons, Jags, Raiders. So, you know, good teams. They went on 1-7.
Raiders are going to the playoffs. Yeah, I guess Raiders are going to the playoffs.
1-7 after that. And then got pummeled by, I guess, maybe it's not so bad. The Titans are the best team in the AFC. So maybe I shouldn't.
Good point.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess in all, like, I don't think Tua is the answer. Not even close.
You don't?
Yeah, shocking.
No.
And no. Sure.
Why?
But
why?
But Eagleson, Herbert only has 14 points and is about to lose the biggest game of his career. Tua doesn't lose the biggest game of his career.
He's lost the biggest game of his career. He's lost all the biggest games of his career. Of course. So.
Yeah.
He's not the answer, I think.
He also got benched for Jalen Hurts in one of the biggest games of his career.
Nope.
Wow, yep. I don't think that's how that happened.
That's
I thought it was the other way around.
That's not what happened.
Nope.
He got hurt in the SEC championship.
Where did he go to sit, Jack?
He went to the medical tent, which is a table. Then he went to the locker room, which is a seat cushion.
I think I'd rather get benched than tabled by a guy.
Anyways, not to make it about Jalen Hurts. Yeah, I don't think Tua's the guy either for you. I'm glad you've got some clarity.
I do.
Yeah.
You know what? Let me rephrase that. Tua's the guy for me.
Tua or Baker next year, Eagleson?
Oh, my God. Tua.
Healthy Baker.
Tua.
You can't say that.
I can't you stand Baker. Can't. I cannot stand Baker.
You just cannot
like,
say
I,
that.
I can convince myself there's even like the slightest bit of upside with Tua. Like I know there's not, but like with Baker, I just feel like he's a bomb.
Jack convinced himself that he could dunk by watching YouTube videos.
You're tall. He can't dunk. No hops.
No.
All right, dude. Problem.
No, Jack actually has a Jack actually as a child spent hours watching YouTube videos thinking that that
did
would
I?
Be... Yes.
I got to get back in the YouTube.
Didn't gym, you though. Sign up? Didn't you sign up for like a dunking class?
No. Where are you making you this
used,
up?
Yo, yeah, you used to watch and subscribe to different dunking videos that were dunking instructional videos, and don't try and deny it.
I swear my life, I have no
what was your last
clue.
Dunking class, Jack.
I never took a dunking class in my life. The two instances of me trying to dunk. One, I've done it in my driveway. I thought I could maybe slam it at my peak. I was probably a half foot away because I can't palm the ball. That really helps me. Nice. Two, you might be thinking I tagged someone on Instagram during quarantine who's a really good dunker.
I'm thinking about the literal instructional dunking videos you watch as a kid.
I would tell you if that was the case. I don't recall this at all. But
I do.
Eagleson just mentioned something, which is the Dolphins were 1-3. They won 7 straight, which was pretty crazy. Or sorry, they were 1-7. They lost 7 straight, won 7 straight. Yeah. So after week one, I got on the podcast.
1-7.
Yeah.
You thought it was over, right? Like you thought it was 100% over.
Of course. Dude, the Ravens were 8-3. The Dolphins were 1-7. Of course
The Eagles were 2-5.
Yeah, of course I thought it was over. Now, Lamar got hurt, and we lost 6 straight, and it wasn't ideal. But I'm still shocked that we couldn't find one win.
Yeah,
all came down to that Thursday night at Hard Rock Stadium.
Yeah, this was the most excruciating season in our history. It just was from literally before this even started. It was excruciating. Then Lamar gets hurt for the first time in his career. And we lose 6 straight, including losing to that ugly, fat Big Ben Roethlisberger.
He's so bad.
In his last game. Yeah, he's disgusting. So now I have to face a punishment. And I'm actually kind of nervous for this one because while Abe, you know, was going to be a battle of the mental, sitting at a Waffle House, eating waffles, trying to get out of there. And Eagleson
That's totally mental. I think that's a lot of physical, too.
It's mostly mental. And Eagleson, you were going to have to face the mental.
I was going to have to go into my first year of college with a blonde mohawk.
Exactly.
Stock down to the other guys that you go to college with.
Yeah.
They were going to have it easy with the ladies. And now Eagleson's coming in dark and curly on his top.
Yeah. And now I have to complete the crate challenge. When we made this little wager, the crate challenge was way more popular than I think it is today. It was definitely trending on social media. It definitely looks really dangerous between the ACL, the ligaments, all the things that could go wrong there. And then I just feel like you can fall and hit
so many different ways.
Yeah, so I'm not excited for it, but we are going to have to
Somebody in the fam wants me to dress up like Giselle and go to the Eagles-Bucks game.
Ooh. Okay, now we're working. Tick,
they're churning out answers right now, but continue.
Tick-Pick could be into that. So we got to pick a time and a date for this crate challenge. I would like everyone on this podcast to potentially... Oh, my God, Justin Herbert.
Keep going. Focus.
You threw a pick. We lost our underdog. Damn it, Herbert. You freaking loser. And anyways, so we got to pick a time and a date. I think we should go up to Canada and do it, Abe. Yeah. What about
on an ice rink?
That would
not hurt. On an ice rink, but
I don't think this
they
is
have,
necessarily
wait.
Your. Where do you even get? Oh yeah, you have to walk on milk bags if we do it in Canada.
Yeah,
yeah.
I was going to say, do they even have crates?
Yeah, yeah. We put the bags in the crate. You can fit like three of them pretty nicely in there.
Psychos. Literal psychos.
Are you... You used to be an athlete. You're now... Your body's breaking down. You go to physical therapy like a 60-year-old.
Do you have insurance?
Say woman.
Do I have insurance?
Like life insurance for this?
He raises a good point.
I don't have life insurance yet, but I do have health insurance until I'm 25. So if we do it this summer, I have to do it before my birthday. So maybe like a
dream. I'm off my parents' plan. Tough out here. And I'm 25.
Hate to hear that.
They kicked me off. Are you nervous?
Yeah.
Do you think, you know what's going to suck is when, you know, Nicholson, if he like starts to, if he gets to the top and gets like one step down, we got to kick it out. We got to kick it out from like, there would be nothing worse. And Jack, you as a content creator need to know that nobody wants to see you successfully do this. So you can do the crate challenge successfully, but you need to get back on there until you fall on your ass.
Multiple crate challenges.
Well, no, you only have to fail once.
Right. So you're saying just fail once.
We should take bets on what your worst injury is going to be. I think the favorite's got to be something involving the tailbone.
Yeah. Oof. Oof. This just sounds painful. All right, Eagleson, final thoughts.
Happy this season's over.
Ditto. Abe?
I wish I could say the same, to be honest. No, you don't. But you know what? I can't physically.
1 week away, Eagleson.
I physically
can't. Eagleson, think about it. Only one more podcast has to be recorded before we're all.
We're all out.
What I meant by that is I physically cannot say that because my season is not over. Right. That being said, Tick Pick, I'm at your service. Plain and simple. I swallowed two pride pills tonight. Don't really have much else going for me. I'll go to Tampa, and I'll do whatever it takes.
All right. Snapback fam, much love. Peace.